Brew the change you want to see in the world. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
I'm the Matt.
And we're going to be hanging out with you for a little while here. Just having some beers, hopefully good ones. Talking about the ones we had last week.
36 to 47 minutes.
That's it. That's our time, Dave. That's it. Can't go past that.
Time.
You got to get it
in. Get it in there.
All right.
We can't get it in there.
Whoa.
We ain't getting in at all.
Yeah, and the beers we had last week, we'll talk about those. We'll talk about some beers that we're looking out for. And our listeners, as fine a listenership as there is in the podcasting game, will call us and tell us what's going on. It's just a big hangout.
Dang.
You get to, you know, have some fun and just realize why you like
beer. We ask questions like, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? For the show, we were tailgating, and I've been enjoying this Dust Bowl Brewing Win-Win Double Hazy. Whoa. I spent my own monies on. This isn't one that Dust Bowl sent us. I spent my own monies on this one. Double Hazy.
How much longer do we have to suffer hazies?
Well, I feel like West Coasts are a little back a little bit more than they used to be. Like, I feel like hazies.
I agree with that.
Hazies have certainly plateaued at the very least, if not even waned a little bit. If I'm using that properly.
The haze train's coming to a slow. The
haze train's just slowing down a little bit. You can see this. It's starting to slow down for the station a little bit now. It's starting to get into town.
Yeah.
Has to slow down a little bit.
Got to slow down.
The Haze Bros are passed out in the diner car.
Sleeper cars are full.
What do you got there, Matt?
Stopped by Spokeasy. Picked up a couple beverages before the podcast, and they had a Mother Earth I had never seen.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, fancy can.
Yeah.
And it's called Cognitive Aerobatics, a hazy India pale ale. And yeah, 5 bottle caps in my opinion on this one.
Somebody in the Perfect Pour community was throwing that up there. I think maybe on the forum or something. They liked the label. What do you got, Nick?
I was just happy to have a fresh Mother Earth.
Yeah, that's been a while. I mean, not that they're old, but that
been a while since Mother Earth. They put out something fresh.
We've talked about them. I have West Coast Heaven from Monkish.
Wow.
It is a West Coast IPA. Donated to the show by Anson Robin.
Oh, I was like, that doesn't sound like Fresno beer to me.
That's right. I don't drink Fresno beer anymore. I only drink LA beer.
Do you have any LA beer here? I don't know.
Torrance. I guess this is Torrance.
Not same thing.
I'm sorry.
SoCal.
Go to Monkish and then go to Powerhouse VW for your Volkswagen engines.
Pick up an engine.
Yeah. Pick up a case of Monkish and a case of Volkswagen. Because engine blocks are called cases in the Volkswagen.
Oh, bro. Did not know
that. Yeah. Well, I bet you didn't know that.
I've had a motor from Powerhouse. Can confirm they're good.
They make the noise. They make the vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom vroom.
Wish I would have kept that motor somehow, but
make the gasoline go.
I saw a very hippie-ized bus earlier this evening on Herndon. It was
It
was green, and it looked like the guy, if he didn't live out of it, he definitely spent a lot of time in it. It was definitely an in. It wasn't like a, you know, sometimes they'll be like, they'll do it up like as if it was the 1960s and this is how it would look living in it. This guy was like, no, he was he was spending some genuine time in it.
It looked like it reeked of
patchouli
dankness. Patchouli. And what was the line?
I don't know. I forget. But yeah. That's enough Volkswagen talk on the show. That's
aww. You mean we used up our allotment for the week already?
Oh, yeah.
The first 5 minutes of the show.
First 5 minutes. It's over. No more.
Over. This guy's talking about Volkswagen? Yes.
Well, there's nothing I can do. You're not in the room right now, so I can't really stop you.
Except you turn off the internet and have your own show, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. If you guys refuse to come in the studio, I at least have the power of just like, you know what? Enough of this. Enough of this brother stuff. Guess what, Perfect Bar listener? It's the Mikey show now.
The Perfect Mikey.
Until they show up in the studio, it's just going to be me. Well, I guess we're all set. We know what we're drinking. We're settled in. Get ready, folks. Yeah. Here comes the show starting now. Now.
Really quick. Really quick.
Better be really quick.
Please be Volkswagen.
Well, you keep playing that one because you guys are probably going to be looking out for this beer.
Ooh.
El Dorado Double Dry Hopped Juicy Bits.
Oh, shit. Wait, that's hazy.
You got that out of the barrel.
Weld works. Yeah, it's a little bit hazy.
Drinking from your brewmate.
Yeah, Mikey got me this brewmate.
I end up putting coffee in that more than I put anything else in my brewmate.
That's a great idea. I need to upgrade the lid to the sippy cup.
The sipper.
The best sipper. $11 I ever spent. It was like $11 with shipping. It wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. Worth it.
My brewmate.
Mikey, is that an open flame in your background?
Oh, good eye, good eye. No, it is a. The studio door is open, listener, just so you know. And there's an LED tiki torch
in the yard. Oh, how cute.
It does look fairly realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I had small a couple campfire in the front, and the producer wasn't liking it because it looks like something's on fire. And she's like, some neighbor's going to walk up to the door and say something's on fire. So I took them out of the front. Put them in the back now.
You have a very small fire going out front. Sir, just want to let you know. Yeah, a
very small and condensed fire in the front there.
Doesn't get any bigger.
I was at my friend's house and they had them all lined in the backyard. I was like, I did one of those
Amazon.
Drunk Amazon purchases. I was like, I like those, and that went on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I showed my friend's wife. And I was like, these ones you got? She's like, yep. I'm like, all right. Boom. Purchased.
Add to cart.
And I was like, and then a couple days later, I'm like, what the fuck is this stuff in my front door?
Honey, what'd you order? I didn't order anything.
I didn't order anything. Oh, well, I guess I did order those. The lights for the yard.
And scare the neighbors. It's a nightlight for the cats. Just tell her it's a nightlight for the cats.
Yeah, the kitties love it.
They feel safe now.
So, Nick, what you got for us? You got any culture looking out for us?
Yeah, I still culturally I'm becoming a hermit. I do enjoy drinking at home much more than I enjoy drinking out. I don't know if this is an age thing or got used to what last year made us do, or I don't know if I'll ever go back out.
Never see you out ever again.
Yeah, this might happen. I might just go grocery shopping and come home.
But you go to...
It just goes to show you. Well, we're going to overtalk each other the whole show.
Go, Matt.
We're not that drunk yet.
That's for later.
I was just going to say, it just goes to show you could have just as much fun and regret with just staying home. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, yes. The regret has not lessened.
I don't get anyone else in trouble when I'm at home. I just get myself in trouble.
That's true, but you tend to have just one more because you're already at home.
Just one more.
Yeah, I could handle one more. I could handle one more little one. Yeah,
and then one more. And then the alarm clock guy in the morning's like, "Come on, motherfucker!" Last night.
Yeah, he's a bitch. He's a little pain in the ass. What do you mean? It's already 6 a.m. I just went to sleep.
The only recent time where I've hated the previous night, version of myself was, I remember I got startled for some reason, and so I hit the end table that had the beer can. The beer can fell and spilled. There's probably just a quarter left, and so I was like, okay, cool, no problem. Get a kitchen towel, wipe it up. I go back the next morning to where I cleaned it up, and I was like, that was not effective, whatever I did. And so I had to get the Swiffer and re-clean it.
You really thought you cleaned it, though, that night. You're like, yeah.
Still sticky.
This is all wiped up. Problem solved. Oopsie doopsie.
I was like, what the hell?
Morning, guys. Geez. The closing crew did a terrible job.
Yeah.
Who closed
the
last?
Staff at my house is not the greatest.
Who closed last night? That was you. What? I closed? Yeah, you closed. Jeez, I'm terrible at closing. Look at this. There's nothing worse at a job when you're at a job where another shift has to is responsible for duties, and then you come in to start your shift and you're like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Why am I doing this other person's job from yesterday?
And I gotta do my job.
And my job.
My job. There's that dude that's internet famous, where he just points out how simple things are. We're the simple video of somebody cutting their t-shirt that was cut in a car door. And then there's just a clip of him just unlocking or opening the car door and freeing his t-shirt. That guy's pretty popular on the internet right now. And I feel that way with some people with closing. They're like, oh man, we were there late. We just wanted to get out. And it's just I spend 20 seconds grabbing all the dirty rags that were left on the counters and throwing them in the hamper. And I go, the hand gesture. I'm like, was that so hard?
Yeah. Was that so hard? No, it wasn't, Dad.
20 seconds. All the rags would have been in the hamper. We would have been fine.
How many times is something on the ground that or in the, on the carpet or something in the house, some little piece of something, and you just see it and you just walk by it and you're just like, man, what is that? And you just walk by it 20 times and then finally take 5 seconds and pick it up and throw it in the trash.
Nothing
else to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's called an Amazon box. Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh God. There should be a service of people that'll black out your address and break down all your cardboard for you on a weekly basis. Come around. I guess some rich person probably has somebody like that.
Dude, you got to peel off the labels. Don't just black them out.
Oh, I know. I try to do it. Whoops. Is that even? Oh, good. I'm done. Always
bye. Good.
Because I'm always obsessed with getting rid of the address before I put anything in recycling. Like, is that even a thing anymore? Like, do I still really need to do that? Can't anybody just steal all my shit? But anyway,
I would do it if the box was logoed. If it's just a cardboard box, I don't think.
But with your name and address on it, do you take everything
off? So, copy of Big Butts 10 to Mikey Top 4.
They're like, whoa, look at Mikey. Logo's Big Butts. And that's not mine. That's just a box that came in, and that's not what I ordered. Okay? Somebody just put that in what I ordered. It's from eBay.
It's from eBay.
It's one of those eBay sellers.
They recycle.
I'm gonna one less star because of the box they use.
So eBay is an interesting site to buy things off of.
Yes.
I can't. It was probably car parts. I just remember that it was unrelated to the box that it showed up in. And it kind of faked out the nephew because they would get home before I would. So I ordered some car parts or something off of eBay. It shows up and I get a text message and it's like, did you buy it was either Xbox or a PlayStation, but they're all, did you buy a game console? Cause it just showed up and that was the box they had. They put car parts or whatever it was in.
Oh, you get a
bonus, console box.
Bonus ColecoVision box.
I just remember being it so stupid. I was like, you don't ship things in console boxes. If there's porch pirates, that's what they're going to go after.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit, new PlayStation. Oh,
man. That was terrible.
Yeah, terrible choice.
Well, I opened a new beer.
Oh, really?
And it's very special. Very special. Okay. We finally... Or at least I do. You guys don't. Finally, have a Core 4 Brewing Company beer. We got a Core 4 shipment. Core 4 out of Oklahoma City. They're in a downtown. They're right by the police station, so you know everything's chill. And this one's called Party Shirt. It's a New England IPA. I figured at least Nick wouldn't want this one, so
keep them all. Keep my ration.
Open this up. So, Buck, thank you. Very happy.
You tell me how many stars I need to give it, and I'll just check it in.
Okay. Get some nice aroma there. See what Oklahoma City thinks of hazies. Oh, very nice. Excellent. I can taste the oaky in it.
The oaky.
My dad's side is from Oklahoma, so I can use the term oaky.
It was aged on oaky.
It was aged on oakies.
Aged by oakies?
Mm-hmm. That is true. Oh, very good. Very happy. Core 4, the number 4. Core. The number 4, brewing.com. If you're in Oklahoma City at all, you got to go see Buck and go down to Core 4. There's like two other breweries I was looking at on the map. There's like two other breweries pretty close by. So they got their own brewery district going around there. It's by nice. the arena where the Thunder play. So. Go see an Oklahoma City Thunder game and visit Buck over there at Core 4. It's an officially approved Perfect Pour brewery for all kinds of get-its. I need to have somebody have a get-it at Core 4.
Oh, here's a little bit of culture. Everybody better pray for... Scotty B. Brewing. He just got a package of hot sauces. And there's one that's a 12 out of 10 heat, and it's called Shit the Bed.
Noise.
So it says, what do you think this hot sauce will make me do? So obviously, so option A, I already said. Option B, shoot flaming kangaroos out my butt. And option C is shart my pants. So either one of those options does not seem the best.
Seems like C. I can't believe he has an option of brewing a Kolsch with it.
That might be one of the other ones. There's original and black label, but I don't know what those would make you do if you had them. So
come on, Scotty B. Best of, do? I don't think Scotty B's been listening because we're just not hearing from Scotty B. We don't know what crazy beer he's brewing.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Chief.
No more driving.
He's not driving.
Nobody's been driving in a while.
Maybe he's not driving. Nick, were you talking about something?
Maybe.
Did we tangent you?
What style of beer would your pet drink if they could?
Louis be lagers. Louis all lagers.
Louis lagers.
Louis lager. Lab lagers.
Labs love lagers.
Labs and lagers.
Labs and lagers. I'd go to that happy hour.
That sounds like a good bar, doesn't it? Labs and lagers. You can
labs and lagers.
Bring in your labs and have some lagers. It's a big lab party.
I'm going to say a hazy IPA that's too green. That would be my cap because you have the first sip. You're like, this is way too bitter. And like a week later, you're like, yeah, you know, you're all right. You're pretty cool.
That's good. Good.
Nice. Yeah. Matt went into the psychology of the beer and animal.
It's deep, man.
Deep, deep, deep. My boxer's an IPA drinker. I know that for a fact.
This is a fact. Actually,
angry, kind of bitter. Changes her mind weekly.
One of our new cats does like beer. Look like the top of the can. Look the glass and stuff.
So I don't
know what that's about. Doesn't matter. Doesn't seem to matter.
What condensation on the glass or just?
No, just like the rim or what? Like something about beer it likes.
Interesting.
The cat's probably also a shoe sniffer.
Ooh.
One of them shoe sniffers. What else, Nick?
I think I have the commercial conundrum figured out. I think. Oh, see if this sounds right to you.
Okay.
I think it's Voodoo Ranger commercials that I've been seeing.
Ooh. You might be right.
I think it's New Belgium.
Okay.
That's been advertising.
It doesn't click in like 100% to me.
Uh-huh.
But definitely could be it. Yeah.
That's my latest.
Okay.
Theory on the commercial.
Maybe I'll have to look up on YouTube. Maybe it does. And maybe I'll see if it's the one I saw.
New
Belgium.
New Belgium doing commercials. Thanks to COVID, they're saying Bomber and or large size format bottles are kaput.
What?
They're extinct. They're no longer. Nobody cares. Nobody wants them. Gimme cans.
Why are they blaming the pandemic for that?
Because one of the last styles to come in a large format bottle are the big as in flavor and big as in alcohol, the sours, the barrel-aged sours like Cascade makes, and stuff like that, the ones you typically would bring to a bottle share.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know, and not torture yourself trying to drink one of those by yourself in an evening and wreck your palate and your head the next day. So they're saying even sours are now converting to 16-ounce cans.
I've definitely been seeing more stouts and barrel-aged stuff in cans, which was something you didn't see that much of before, where it kind of felt like the barrel-aged stuff doesn't belong in cans, even if we do like cans. And that seems, that line seems to be graying.
Yeah, I don't see Alesmith Speedway in the big bottles anymore at all. They're all 16-ounce cans.
I guess we're okay with the can shortages is passed us by, apparently.
Are we?
Every once in a while, they'll be like, there's a can shortage. And then there's still just a shit ton of cans everywhere.
It's kind of like if you buy direct, you're okay. It's a lot of the third parties that would split pallets or have partial pallets or less than truckloads. Those are hard to come by. But if you buy a full truckload of cans, you can get them.
Okay.
So just big, you know, more lead time.
You can get them.
Yeah.
But even to your point, Sour Jim, even he posted of a sour going into cans. So,
see, I'm right.
You see, that's weird because I thought that nobody drinks sour. I thought sours ended in like 2018. I thought that
when the haze.
Yeah.
Did COVID kill sours?
Did COVID kill sours? Ooh, new blog post title. Did COVID kill sours?
Killed sours.
Killed. Did COVID kill sours? Question mark.
Speaking of aluminum shortages, segue into this. Ball is now making aluminum cups.
Yeah, I saw those advertising. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it. I was like, I wonder, would I like those? Drinking a beer out of
would
them?
Would I like these?
I think I would like drinking soda out of them for sure. But I'm like, would I like drinking beer out of them? I don't mind the solo cups drink. I've said this before. I'll take a solo cup, drinking a beer out of a solo cup over a shaker glass.
There's
nothing worse than a shaker glass. I mean, I understand why everyone uses them because they're durable as hell. So if you're a restaurant, brewery, you're using shaker pints because they're not going to fucking break every day on you. So I get why they're used, but as a beer connoisseur, I hate the pint. I hate those things. So I would rather just have a solo cup of the beer. So I bet
the stack of shakers, it's called a wizard staff. It's like when you see somebody walk by and they have the two hands, there's only so much room in the frame, but it's just like it's down at your waist and it's over your head and they're walking by. Yeah. It's the wizard staff.
So can I be that guy next time I'm in a brewery, somebody's walking by with those, like, hey, nice wizard staff.
Try it out. See what their reaction is.
All right. I'll try it out. I won't try that out. I'll try it out with Matt. Maybe if I see Matt doing that, I'll do it. Hey, Matt, nice wizard stuff, bro.
Thanks, bro.
You're like, I'm not carrying any glasses. I know you're not.
Hey-o.
Wow.
This is early on in the show, we're already there. Already in that zone.
Is it early?
Is it?
Is it?
It can be late in the show if you want it to be.
Cheers.
Cheers. She looks like we lost all the voicemails. Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm all out of cash. Oh, man, I'm all out of cash.
No, no. What are you, some kind of pervert?
No, it's like this. Oh, man, I'm all out of cash. Oh, man, I'm all out of cash. What else, Nick?
That's my thing.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Whoa, wait.
I'm looking out for...
Hold the show.
Nah. Do I care? I don't care.
Yeah, come on.
Society is releasing a new Bachelor with Nelson Hopps.
Oh.
Memory of Nate. Sodorko?
Very cool.
Sodorko. But yes, in cans, of course, with sustainably environmentally responsible 4-pack holders.
All aluminum cups.
All aluminum cups.
The paper holders. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what they should all be like.
Yeah, why not?
Because you'll see some of them have that. Like, I think Humble C has the paper holders, and like, just use these. Well, we got to use all this plastic, man. Save the turtle.
Yeah, man. Cats, man. So that's my looking out for. Ta-da. Thank you.
Baby, do.
I'm going to go get it.
Matt, do you have any looking out fors? Any culture items? Anything to share with the group?
I do, but I think the brother left.
Oh, you want to wait for the brother.
He needs to be present for this. He
needs to be here for this. I'm still got my core, my first core for Oklahoma beer.
Oh, I could talk about my second news story in the meantime. Right. So Urban Roots, a cool brewery from up north.
Hell yeah.
They did a CCA Brewers collaboration, but it is it's a red ale, and it says this proceeds from this beer help fund important CCBA programs and initiatives to support California craft breweries. So I like red ales. I like Urban Roots. I like the can art, and there's like some kegs floating in water. There's a cactus, a surfboards with taps on them. You know, beer clouds raining onto cans and fields.
Sometimes you're sitting there waiting for a wave for a while, and you're going to need a keg out there.
There's a little bear holding a glass.
Yeah, it's very
good. Look at that.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so I'm a big fan of CCBA. They're a good resource for anybody that's in the brewing industry.
CCBA, what is that, Matt? Explain that.
California Craft Brewers Association.
There you go.
So basically, they help us at a capital level making things easier or more justified in the beer world, or they're a resource to go, hey, I need information about this topic. They go both ways. So,
hey, I love God. I'm your light. I'm the one who can take you there.
But the big story, which literally Modern Times was just listening to the brother. So
yes.
They have a new beer called Best Ghost. So we heard you like West Coast IPAs. So we made this for you.
Nick.
Enlisting the assistance of a formidable arambola of Hallertau Blanc, Simcoe, Galaxy Cashmere, Citra hops. This translucent 7.5% stunner is chock full of citrus, pine, and stone fruit characteristics. Here's where it gets interesting. It also comes in 22-ounce bombers for nostalgia's steak.
What the devil?
If you want in, it'll be up for grabs Saturday at 10 a.m. online, special release pre-sale.
Special. Ooh. Online.
You can get
Lionfest.
Lionfest.
On the West Coast in Bombers.
A Lionfest for Bombers.
On Lionfest. Yeah, I'm in. I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get it. You're going to go down to San Diego. Honey, I'm going down to San Diego. Give me some of that beer. I'll be right back.
San Diego.
San Diego. San Diego.
San Diego.
I'll be right back, and then don't worry.
I'm also looking out for their Secret Beach, which is a seasonal blend cold Secret brew. Beach. So,
whoa.
I reached out to our local reps.
Cold brew.
They like coffee there at Modern Times, too.
What?
They like coffee there, too.
Oh, dude, that's what keeps my staff alive at work, is us having Modern Times cold brew in cans and on draft.
Cold brew. Can we make the Peter Frampton song into the cold brew?
I was like, we can't drink it. Cold we can't drink beer at work.
Cold
but nobody said we can't drink craft coffee at work.
No.
Nobody said we could drink coffee. Nobody said that. Nobody said that. Nobody said that to me when I was hired. Nobody said that in the first day. Nobody said that yet. I can still drink coffee. Even if it looks like
beer. Give me all you got.
And by the way, Modern Times, apparently one of those breweries that have really changed their culture since the Reckoning happened. And one of the co-founders got himself in trouble. And Modern Times was one of the breweries that were called out during the Reckoning, which is still going on, by the way. Rat Magnet, there's been a recent push of more stuff getting revealed, but so keep following that. But anyway, they've infused their upper management with a lot more females. So they've did what you want a brewery to do, is it gets caught up in that, as like, we fixed our culture, but let's just have as many as women as possible in the authority. And that pretty much is the way to go. So it's okay.
Diversifying.
Yes. So Modern Times, they're doing the right thing. So we don't need to be boycotting them at this point. So what else, Matt? You looking out for anything else? Any other things you got going on over there?
That's about it. I just, in culture, I hope people are staying safe. I'm feeling a sharp shift in the culture of our environments this past week or so. I'm noticing signage of masks changing from, you know, those that are vaccinated can do what they want to just, we don't care about your vaccination status, please wear a mask. You know, and multiple states are reporting that things are trending up. So I just wish everybody their safety and their health, and you know, let's keep on trucking as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Just keep being safe, man. All right. I'm just gonna throw in one looking out for this week. I'm also gonna jump on that Weldworks bandwagon, but this is a different Weldworks. This one, they just released a couple days ago. Don, it's first in on this. Frozen in Carbonite, double IPA from Weldworks, and it's got the Han, a very well done artwork of Han and Frozen in Carbonite on the can, the label art. Weldworks did. Because everybody's got a Star Wars themed beer, and usually it's just like, it's just sort of a generic, like everybody knows reference, and they sort of just, you know, do almost the bare minimum. But I felt like this one was like, they, at least in the artwork, they went a little bit extra, a little extra on it. So I appreciate it.
More thought into it.
Yeah. It's got Eldorado and Talus, and but it features cryo-hopped Yakima Chief.
I saw that because they liked our comments.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Look at What'd us. We say?
Weldworks like the perfect pork.
Oh, I did. Oh, I did comment on their Instagram. I forgot.
Like, okay, we'll look it.
Let's look what Mikey said. I will endure any sickness from the carbonite in order to drink this beer. Hella looking out for exclamation point.
Got the looking out for in there. Because Han has the blindness from the carbonite sickness from being a carbonite. It's the reference.
I'm blind.
I can't see Jabba.
Was it a light that he was blinded by?
I know that laugh. He was not.
Revved up like a douche.
No. He's not another runner in the night.
Are you sure?
I know. I'm not sure of anything.
How do you know?
The only thing I'm sure of is I'm not sure.
How to not be sure.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure of that.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
Maybe.
Come on, Nick.
Will you talk about beer and tell me? We'll
definitely talk about beer.
Ooh, this is the moment where you can take over the show and have your own little beer podcast time. Time to be on a beer podcast, but you don't have to go through all the rigmarole of being a podcaster and, you know, uploading things and editing things and paying for this and paying for that and
right,
sending out tweets and organizing guests and all that stuff and getting a studio and blah, 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 blah. All you gotta do is just take your phone and call us for 3 minutes. You can do that by going to the phone number 559-492-0542. Leave that a voicemail there. It's there 24/7, just sitting there waiting for you to call it. It's the only purpose in life is for you to call it and leave a message on it. Or you can record something on your phone or record it however you want to record it. Send that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just send us an email that we read on the air. All these are acceptable means of getting on to this podcast. And this week we will start with traditional voicemails if we have any. I feel like we did, but nothing is revealing itself at this juncture. So I'm going to go to the email and check back on that. I swear there was some traditional voicemails, but oh well. All right.
All right.
Jazz.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Jazz. Yo, I'm on my way to Raider Palooza, yo. Man, I wish you guys could be there. It's going to be good times. We got people from all over the U.S. coming in over to Radar. So thankful for, Radar and Liz for hosting us. And really looking forward to it. It's going to be good times. Anyways, we're planning to set up a Zoom so you guys can all pop in, say hello. Hoping you guys can make it. I'll be putting the information on the Facebook page, the Perfect Pour site, and on Discord. So you guys can jump in and see what's going down. All right, y'all. Peace.
Radar Palooza.
Knowledge.
Oh, wait. What's happening? Knowledge. Oh, there's a lot left. I think he just left his phone off the hook. I don't know what's happening.
This message might sound like shit, but it's probably because it does.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. let me do it. Huh? Yeah. Looks like it just, for some reason, had nothing left. All right. Radar Palooza. It's happening, baby.
Perfect pour. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Chef. Hey, how's it going, guys? This is the Chicago Chef. Beer Rep calling in from Chicago suburbs.
Chicago.
Hope you guys are doing well.
North side.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in because I'm excited.
I'm a walkie.
Yeah, that's the only reason why. Yeah, no, I'm just super excited because this weekend I'm going to Radar Palooza.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be my first time at the festival. I've talked to everybody, I think, on the Friday Night Get-Its, and it's always super fun. But I've never got to meet everybody and hang out in person, so it's going to be super fun. Can't wait. And, I'm just going over what I got to bring in my head because, I got to bring a cooler full of beers. I got to make sure I cold
dry
transfer.
Dry socks.
And
don't forget, I'm gonna bring
my tent. Yeah. Radar said he's got a big backyard.
I got a big backyard there. You just can camp.
So it's going to be great.
I'm going to have two porter potties.
Wisconsin Stars. And I'm just going to probably just, have an Imperial Stout and pass out in my tent.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm sure somebody will probably just kind of point me in the direction of my tent. That'll be great. So what else is there? So I think what I'm going to do is I want to get Radar a gift for hosting and putting this whole thing together, So I was trying to think of something very Midwest. I think I'm going to get him some cheese. Yeah. Cheese.
That's what he needs.
I'm going to stop and get him some cheese. That was a bad impression of the Paul song, but I'm going to go to Mars Cheese Castle in Kenosha. Yeah, it's a real place. They got a cheese castle in Kenosha. Yeah. And I'm going to get them like a wheel of cheese. Like, hey, Radar, great party. Here's a wheel of cheese. So I think I'm going to do that. Let me know what kind of cheese you think it should be. I don't know. Maybe Gouda? I don't know. But, so really just excited. No questions here or anything. Just excited. I think there is something else. Oh, yeah. I got some big news recently. I had an important test, and I just got my results, and I can talk about this now. I'm officially a Hufflepuff.
What?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. So there's that. I'm a member of House Hufflepuff, and that's all I got. You guys keep up the good work because it's been educational. Chicago. Suburbs.
You're going to good work, guys. That's Chef getting ready for Radar Palooza. And making a reference, I didn't know what the reference was, but it was definitely a reference.
I believe it's Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man.
Hogwarts Houses of Harry Potter. Okay. I knew that.
That was good for the Hogwarts fans out there. Radar Palooza!
Hey guys, it's Courtney. I'm driving. I meant to call in last week and I had a little page of notes, so I'll probably leave another voicemail with that.
We'll accept that.
But I just wanted to give a shout out to Aunt and Robin and Nick for a gathering a couple Mondays ago when Aunt and Robin drove through town. It was super nice. I just took the Monday off because I was owed some vacation time and then did a bunch of house stuff in the morning and then went to Out of the Barrel, which I've never been to, so that was nice. Got a little taster and picked up some beer, and then they were so sweet and they had brought some beer as well. So I have a fridge full of tasty things to try, and it was fun to get to talk to them in person, and it was super rad. So I just wanted to say thank you to both of them for reaching out and letting me know that they will be in Fresno. I'd also like to underscore the difference between men and women in this whole "I'm going to be in Fresno, let's get a drink" thing, because like three or four Perfect Pour fans who shall remain nameless, but have come into town and been like, hey, we're going to be at Tioga in like 45 minutes. Or like, hey, I'm in town. Let's go to Corona. Yeah, like that day. I love Robin so much because like a month ago, she said, hey, we're going to be in Fresno on this day. Let's plan ahead. And so Lanny. I just like to tip my hat to another woman. Also mom. That is definitely a mom thing, planning ahead. Just appreciate that.
Organization.
Appreciate everybody that comes and supports Fresno and Clovis Breweries. I can say it, Mikey. Clovis
the Breweries. Fresno County Breweries. Anyway,
keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Cordno. And thank you. Thank you, planners of the world that plan things.
Yeah.
I'm a seat of my pants kind of guy.
I don't
know how to plan things.
Now was a fine time to tell us that.
Very bad at planning. Very bad.
Hey, guys. It's Courtney. I'm not driving. I almost forgot to record the second part of the voicemail I owed you because I did take some notes.
I like note taking.
I can't remember if I thanked you for the shout out for Downtown
shout Academy. Out.
What's crazy is we wrapped that
you
up.
And Nick, Downtown and Academy.
Now we're starting the new
yeah,
one
badass.
Already. Anyway, I did want to tell you about a new brewery downtown, newer, called Procreations Brewing. I just noticed they have Downtown Secret to go. I thought it was only on draft. I've not tried it.
Oh.
It is a New England style hazy IPA, 6.2%. It's in the brewery district of Fresno, California. If you're wondering where,
the outer,
it's
outer reaches
29 Santa Clara Street. And they have got a little beer garden.
Right by the 41.
Right
out the 41. Like, if you get off right there on the off ramp, and it's right there.
And four different ones that you can get to go. Anyway, open Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
Someone in my house is making some noise. So anyway, I just wanted to give them a shout out. Couldn't do that while I was driving because I wanted to get all the info right, and I'm sure I probably didn't anyway, and it's almost 10, so...
Use your notes.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. I thought there was going to be a Fresno.
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 Downtown.
Procreations. Brewery we haven't... I don't think we've mentioned yet on the show. Downtown Fresno. I've not been there yet. I need to go. South of Shaw looks like they're getting close to opening too. So not everything.
Peerless building.
Yeah. Not everything's out there in Fresno County.
Oh yeah.
There are some things
where in the brown
Fresno
signs state. Are brown.
When signs turn brown, turn around. As the bells saying goes. And I think one more. Unless traditional pops in. Thank you, Gordy. Whoa, what's happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radar Palooza! Yeah!
Wait, it's already happening?
I am not your host of Radar Palooza, but I am the Scotty 91. And we're all here. Yes. A lot, most of us are here so far. Finally.
That was like Friday, bro.
Long flights and long days.
That's right. So where's our host?
Our host, Radar!
Hello.
So, yeah, we're drinking some Imperial Stouts and some Bombers right now. These guys have what?
Hey. This is a voicemail he's leaving. Shots. Everyone be quiet.
Yellow shots.
There's some adult ices.
Adult ices. Ooh.
There's steak. There's beef jerky. There's
cheese curds.
Cheese curds. Oh, cheese curds. You got to have Wisconsin cheese curds. Yeah. So
who's
the,
here, man?
So we've got ants. We've got Robin.
The ants made it. We've got Kat.
We've got Lori. We've got Blossom. We've got Jazz. We got Radar, and we've got Liz. I remember all the names. I didn't fuck them all up this time.
He needs more drinks.
I do need more drinks.
So it's gonna be the official ultimate get it.
Oh,
no Willards. Willards is off the charts.
Hey, but I hear this is gonna be a traveling show, so Raider Palooza is going to another city after this. I hear. Ooh, I hear these
the
things.
Rumors, the rumors, the 2022 rumors.
Are already flying.
The World Cup. The World Cup. Yeah. I have no idea how long this has gone on for. Probably over 3 minutes.
Not yet. You still got a minute.
It's like it's all of our voicemails. So we all get 2 voicemails times 3 minutes. So I think we can go for a half hour or something, right? Yeah. Yeah. No one's counting.
But this is the inaugural
Radar Palooza.
Oh, thank you for saying inaugural.
Hopefully,
first
of many
annual
to come.
To a city near you.
Put in your bids for your 2022 Radar Palooza.
Who wants to host the next Radar Palooza? What city?
Y2J.
Wants to open its doors.
Bottles help.
Grabbing judges will get you somewhere.
Yes. Greasing hands is allowed.
Bribes.
Man,
all
I
want
to go to Radar Palooza now.
What?
I might be getting on a plane in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, until tomorrow when we probably send another 7, 8, 10 voicemails probably. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
till
voicemails.
Then, this is Chris Jericho. No. This is a Sky 91 and everyone here at Radar Palooza. Because that's the bottom of the keg. Because Radar Palooza drank it.
Woo, man, damn it. Now I want to go.
Wow.
See, that's the commercial they should have done a couple weeks ago in the planning. It sounded like that. I'm like, you want to go to that. That's some fun shit going on up there.
Now you're missing out.
Yeah. No, damn it. Up there.
FOMO.
Wisconsin. Oh, man. That's some fun times. We're going to get...
You only miss out once.
This is true, man. Fuck. You only miss it one time, and then it's all missed.
Then it's all missed.
Oh, I feel like next week we're going to get even more Radar Palooza. That was the tailgate for Radar Palooza right there.
And this is like Woodstock 96.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, there's a documentary coming out about that, right?
I
want to watch that.
I think so.
I just remember Limp Bizkit in their prime crowd surfing on a board. That's what I remember from that Woodstock.
She called me up and left me.
Give me something to break. But she didn't. Give me something to break. Thanks for calling the Perfect Pour and leaving us voicemails. That was fun. I am hella jealous of everyone going to Radar Palooza here today, as we speak, on Friday. If you want to, you can virtually take part in Radar Palooza. Make sure to do the Perfect Pour Zoom, the Friday night Zoom tailgate. Get it. Friday night, get it on Zoom. And tonight, if you're listening to the show on release day, Friday, get on the Zoom. This might actually motivate me to stop, block out some time, and get on there and see what the hell's going on Radar Palooza. If you go on look in the show notes. There's all kinds of links in the show notes. One of those links goes to our Discord logger line. You can go on there and see how to get the codes you need to get in on the Friday night Zooms. And if you can't find them, just message one of us and we can find it. So Friday night, man, you got to go. The Zoom. You got to get on the Zoom there. up
you
there.
You gotta zoom.
You gotta zoom.
Make it the zoom.
Looking out for beers.
Oh,
looking
out. Sorry, that was a little.
Yeah.
I got the old setup clicked in. What are we doing here? We're doing a show.
Enjoy the show.
Tip to entertain. Pittsburgh Tom sent us beers. He sent six beers.
Uh-huh. He's
very generous in that.
Yeah.
How
many are left for us?
None.
None are left.
That was the last one.
I love gold.
No. I'm out of my... Well, I have a tiny sip left of my Core 4. I'm gonna save those. I'm gonna make sure we're bad about getting together and exchanging all the beers. So I ended up drinking all the Pittsburgh Top beers. This one's called Under the Radar. It is a black IPA from Hitchhiker Brewing Company. Radar Palooza. I didn't even set that up. Look at this. And Hitchhiker is, I'm going to assume it's Pittsburgh. Yes, it is. Hitchhiker Brewing at Pittsburgh. That's a great, excellent black IPA. I like a good black IPA every once in a while. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Sorry you're not having that.
Oh, I think I talked about mine last week. I did have a black IPA recently. It was nice.
It's a nice change. I'm not going to have it daily, but it's definitely nice to mix, put in the mix. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Did you have some beers this week?
I did have beers.
Yay.
From Mare Island Brewing Company.
Sure.
Mare Island. I'm going to go with Mare Island.
Meh.
There was Nuclear Sandwich, an Imperial Double IPA.
Nuclear. It's a nuclear.
It's pronounced nuclear. Worthy nuclear. Brewing Company. Worthy IPA. Had it. From Moonraker, they had Blue Chronic, amazing label, amazing. These are all Wazoo donations.
It's amazing.
If you can't,
Wazoo. So Nick has all the Ants donations. I have all the Pittsburgh Tom donations and Core 4 rings, and you have all the Wazoo Corvette donations.
Yep.
And no exchanges being made by either of us, even though we live blocks away from each other, and
it's all the way over there.
That's you're all the way over there. I just can't do it.
It would take days to get to your side of town.
There's no way.
Days.
The import export taxes of going to the county where Mikey lives is just, it's not worth it. Right.
Yeah, I do live out of town, technically.
We're losing money here.
Yeah. I don't live in Fresno, per se.
Hey, guys, I'm on an island.
Help. I don't know when the tide's going in or out. I don't understand how the tides work.
I can't throw my shit on the curb like you guys can twice a year.
Get rid of all my shit. It just piles up in my garage. What else, Matt?
Anyway,
big old pile of shit.
A new brewery to me, which they have interesting labeling. there's a Spider City Brewing Company. It's a very mean looking spider as their logo, and it's
I'm mad.
It was a West Coast IPA, and it's called Grazing Goat. So,
but it has a mean spider on the label. I'm confused. Yeah. It's a grazing goat, but it's a mean spider.
Yes, both of those things are true.
What a mean spider on the label. What should we call it? Grazing goat. Of course.
Maximum occupancy from Grim. No, that maximum might be. Maximum
firepower.
Uh-oh. Taking in the last week's.
I'm thinking those are the beers I had.
Did you go out and about at all this past week? Did you sit down in a business, not Tioga, and have a beer?
I get you might have to wait till my cheers.
Oh.
To find out.
All right. I'm excited. You
settle down over there.
Sorry. Jumping ahead, as always. I'm such an impatient douchebag. That's it. That you good? You're good on the drinkings, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nick, did you drink beers this week?
Yes, but let's hope I checked it in.
Yeah. Good luck. The Nick 80 on tap.
Right. Allegedly.
Yeah. You want to see his poor unique numbers. What's your uniques at?
What are my uniques at? 1955.
Oh, my God. You're a child.
I'm a youngling.
You're a youngling.
I had a Pils of Greeno from Machine Head Brewing.
What are we going to do? Yes.
I'm so lit. Just a baby.
I'm so lit.
Yeah, went out, hung out in Machine Head on the Sunday.
Wow.
Look at the fam.
Fresno County Brewer Machine Head.
That's right, Fresno County. had a Hazer's Gonna Haze, I believe.
Hey, man, Hazer's Gonna Haze.
Hazer's Gonna Haze and a Sublime, which is a margarita-style cocktail-flavored beer.
All right.
I believe it's just a lime sour, but.
Okay.
He kind of played around with it.
Yeah.
You know.
It helps sales at the brewery. So someone's like, what do you got? It's like a margarita.
Yeah. What do you have? And then we had a private event on Friday night.
Oh, excuse me. Private event.
Yeah, just kidding. Saw the Zacks.
Yeah, I got kicked out of that. I tried to get in.
The first time in a long time.
Aw.
The Steve and the Zach and the Gale.
Yay.
And he shared some North Coast Old Rasputin barrel aged in bourbon barrels.
Is there Old Rasputin aged in not bourbon barrels?
Yes, the other variant is rye barrels.
Oh, okay. So, which do you prefer, rye barrels or?
This year in particular, the bourbon was the better of the two, in my opinion. Oh,
wow. But you have chosen rye in previous times before?
When I went to the store, which will rename, we'll just call it generically, we'll just call it the market.
Okay. Yeah,
they had sold out of the bourbon barrel variant, and all that was left was the rye variant. So I had to buy the rye.
Oh my God!
So
slumming it. Yes.
Jeez, what a terrible, terrible world.
Yeah. So Steve and/or Zach held back one of their bourbon barrels for me and said, let's share this. Have it. Have a get it.
Have a get it. I'm going to have my own personal get it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I say when I'm at one of the inns at the market. And I'm just like, just say stuff to myself. I'm like, I'm going to have my own personal get it with this one.
Yeah. Like, you just crack one open, like, start drinking me? With the store clerk.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, we got some new ones in here. Here's this new one, the North Coast. This one's a barrel-aged one. I'm like, all right, let's crack it open, bro. Let's see what's going on.
Never get it.
Yeah, looks like you're trying to sell me on this. Let's crack it open, see what's what. Nah, don't like it.
Put that one back. Can't believe you tried to sell that to me right now.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. You tried to sell that one to me. That's a piece of shit.
I mean, what were you thinking? What was your head when you said that?
Drain pour.
You just dump it on the floor in the middle of the aisle.
Drain pour. Am I right?
Sir, it's okay. The morning guy will clean it up.
Don't worry. Morning guy will clean it up. He'll be a little pissed, but he'll do it.
Who closed last night?
Because he won't have a choice. How are you going to open the store with a big puddle of beer? You can't. That's how. He's got to clean it up. Sucker. I never see him. He's already gone when I come in. I don't complain. That's right.
Jerks.
What else, Nick? The Zacks, they're okay. I mean, I asked this a few weeks ago, but I still want to know, make sure they're okay.
They wanna start brewing again.
Yeah,
he's not ready to hang it up, but he's not sure.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
He just wants to brew like for themselves.
The full-on tap room situation they had before. They just want to get.
Oh,
they want to get making beer and making it get out there again.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah. Ain't seen the last of them. Let's put it that way.
Ooh. Something to start thinking about, guys.
Hmm.
Chocotazo. Any other beers?
That's some beers. That's the uniques.
Those are my uniques. That's all anyone cares about is uniques, right?
That's right. And hazies, apparently.
Hazy.
Sam Adams, hazy.
Wicked hazy. But what's
your
name?
Seasonal? Oh, it's a hazy.
They're all hazy. I had some beers this week. One Shreddy Vetter from Humble Seed Brewing. And it's got like a kind of a really terrible version of Eddie Vedder on the cover trying to surf. So yeah. Shreddy Vetter. Yeah, it's okay. Wasn't that great?
Shreddy Vetter.
Had to buy it because of the label buy. Moonraker NZ Pale. A New England style pale. Pretty good. It's okay. Wasn't terrible.
The pale.
Cellar Maker Brewing Company. Bay Area Cellar Maker Brewing. Wicked Juicy.
Yeah.
That one was okay. Alvarado Street. Lonely and Dreaming of the West Coast. Downtime. Play your stupid game. I don't know if they paid royalty rights to use that name, but probably not.
Ooh.
Almanac Beer Company, Haunting the Tower.
Yes.
I actually thought that was a There Does Not Exist beer because it looks like a There Does Not Exist label, but turns out it's an Almanac beer. So I think There Does Not Exist can now begin filing paperwork against Almanac. And there you go. There's some of the highlights my beer drinking this week. Dorktown on Untap, the Nick 80, and Bearded Brewer 87. As I enjoy this Under the Radar Black APA. And we continue on with the next segment of the show. And it's this.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Oh, Matt, Bearded Brewer 87, do you have any cheers? Do you have anything going on at Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company in downtown Fresno? Lovely downtown Fresno.
So wait, what was your question? You went two different directions.
Yeah, I've given you two different options, cheers and or what's going on at Tioga Sequoia. Not a sponsor of the show.
Tomorrow's Art Hop, or yesterday was Art Hop, depending. Well, yeah. Everybody's listening to this on Friday, so yesterday was Art Hop.
Oh, man, was that fun Art Hop?
Oh, man.
We had some beer and we did some things. I'll say that much.
I saw so much art. So much art. A lot of people say it was the best art they've ever seen.
It's a first for us, but we're releasing a POG IPA, and I have...
What is this POG? I see this term sometimes used, POG. What is that POG?
Are you being serious?
Half.
Is it, you mean right now or all together?
Yeah, that's a big question. I don't know if I can tackle that right now. But no, seriously, what is this? What's the POG?
Pomegranate, orange, and guava.
There you go.
Sorry, passion fruit. Passion fruit, orange, and guava.
Okay.
I wish it was pomegranate, actually. Ooh. Yeah, passion fruit, orange, and guava.
That's what I always thought was pomegranate. When I see the POG, I was like, that's a pomegranate beer?
That's the pomegranates.
You don't see many pomegranate beers.
But there's a lot of pomegranate. Pomegranate trees around here, so I'm like, whenever I see the POG, I'm like, oh, pomegranate. I'm a pomegranate.
Oh, you pomegranates?
Hey, man. Hey. Is it like Instagram, pomegranate?
Hey, man. Hey, later on tonight, I like the pomegranate.
What?
Pomegranate.
But anyway, so that's what's happening there, and my cheers... My two cheers this week. One is cheers to everyone out at Radar Palooza. You're doing the dang thing.
Woo!
Yeah.
You're showing Fontucky what it's like to have a grand.
Ooh.
Get it.
Ooh. Fontucky's been ripped. Florida reps have been ripped. Oh, Radar Palooza's like, what's up? What's up, bro?
They're like, Willard's who? The Fontana Gym Invitational, who?
Yeah, wow. Dang. Colorado reps? Radar Palooza. Colorado reps are like, whoa. Biggest
get it.
All those people easily could have gone to Lollapalooza, and they said, nope, Radar Palooza. That's yep. Where we're going.
We'll get COVID and drink beer.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Instead of paying $15 beers at Lollapalooza, We'll just bring our own beer to Radar Palooza.
And so cheers out to all them, and then cheers out to the brother, because we were able to hang out at the Machine Heads.
Yeah.
And drink beer and discuss beer. Life things.
Yeah.
And he's a year older.
So. Like the appropriate amount of Van's shoes.
Yeah, so I did post a photo of him on my Instagram, and not only do people like him, but his shoes are a big hit, and he is
right.
An avid wearer of Vans.
On point, as the youths
it is that, say. Is that on the Bearded Brewer 87 Instagram, or is that on your other Instagram?
It's on my other one. Wow. My secret one.
Secret.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of ladies swooning because you're featuring, Nick got featured doing home improvements. He knows how to home improvement. And let me tell you, you get in your 30s and above, there's nothing hotter than a dude that can do home improvements and car things. Oh, man. The Nick 80 and Bearded Brewery 7, too. Yeah, I mean, you guys, you're at the top of your games. You know how to you know how to work on cars and improve homes. That's upper echelon shit. If you could cook too, then man, that's you guys are swimming in it.
I wouldn't say I know how to cook. I would just say I know how to not burn things.
That's good enough. Yeah. So. Everybody
I cook a mean hamburger. Does that count?
I am definitely not going to carry on the recipes of my elders. I'm not that person. That's very much our sister. She can recreate the recipes of our elders. Myself, I'm just kind of like, it's edible.
Not for tonight. Win for me.
I'm pretty good at ordering food. Pretty good at picking up food.
Hey, honey, I'm going to go to the chicken place and pick up some food.
For more chicken things. Fresno, capital of chicken variants.
They were a little backed up, so I went to the out of the barrel for a quick pint. I mean, they were just backed up. It took me a while.
What did I say? I said, damn it, they took a while. I didn't go out of the barrel.
So, funniest thing, I drove all the way over there. And then I put my order in. I mean, what are the odds?
Well, we're busy tonight. So it took me 2 hours. That's why I smell like a brewery.
Yeah, dang kids were drinking right next to me.
Kids, damn teenagers, they love their hazies. Oh, dude. He didn't even have any food with him. I'm supposed to bring back food. That's all your guys' cheers?
Yeah. Seriously, right. Cheers out to the brother. I know
he's happy belated birthday going, to Nick.
He'll we sometimes open his phone going, hey, you busy Sunday? And he knows. He already knows.
He's like, oh, yeah. There's nothing worse than that. Like,
I'm not coming over to visit the cat.
There's nothing good when you get that call or text of like, hey, what are you doing on Sunday? Like, oh, fuck. looks like I'm doing whatever you're about to ask me to do.
Shabbos, dude. I don't roll on Sunday.
Shabbos! Super Shabbos!
There you go, Mikey. There's the show name. Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
And you got a truck, right?
Moons, loaded question.
You better think real quick in that moment. You have about 2 seconds to think of something. Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to be out of town at the Morro Bay. Oh, that's funny because I was going to Morro Bay. And I mean, not Morro Bay. I mean, the Yosemite Bay, the mountains. Yosemite Bay. And I'm going to be up there. So, like, no, you can't reach me up there. And I'm going to be not around here, and my truck's in the shop. What were you gonna ask me?
Yeah, I'm going to the eBay. Yeah, a lot of auctions to watch that day.
Several auctions to watch. There's no way I could help anybody anywhere.
Star Runner 24 is trying to outbid me on this
Son of a bitch.
Vintage corkscrew. I've
got a vintage Mr. Beer kit that I'm looking vintage at right now.
Mr. Beer kit.
And,
it's the first pressing.
Yeah, it's the first. I can't let him first get it. Mr. Beer kit pressings. They only made 100 of them. It's got the original hop kit in it.
Original.
Unwrapped.
It was the Nelson Hop variant.
Nelson Hop variant. Very extract. Rare. Very rare in the Mr. Beer kit community.
Very rare.
So. Cheers to Nick and cheers to everybody out there at the Radar Palooza. Having fun. Cheers to all our recent beer donators like Core 4 Brewing. Oklahoma City, go check it out, man. All these get it's somebody, it's time for a get it to happen at Core 4 Brewing in Oklahoma City. All cheers to Pittsburgh Tom. Cheers to Wazoo Corvette. And cheers to the ants, all recent beer donation peoples, and we appreciate them. Also, cheers to Hops underscore Hound, the Scotty 91, Chew Your Beer, and everybody, man, that shares the show. And that's the only way we can get any bigger, really, realistically, is for you, the listener, to talk about us amongst your beard nerd friends, or to share us on your social media. Boy, it's late in the show, man. I can't say words.
Yeah. Anymore. Get it.
And Paul, we haven't heard from Paul. I mean, there's a lot of people we haven't heard from, but Paul, I need to hear from Paul every once in a while. So when it goes along,
we need to check in.
Long periods from Paul, I don't like it. So, Paul, check in, please, this week. Just a little check-in. Find a parking lot and check in from that parking lot. Doesn't have to be any kind of beer-related parking lot.
Here's the thing. We won't know if it's BevMo or not.
Yeah, we don't know.
BevMo doesn't sound unique to any other parking lot. We don't know
if the whole Cost Plus is Big there. Lots, and the Tower Dollar Records. Tree.
We're not picky.
Is there with your BevMo?
I'm pretty sure TMZ is not out there following Paul going, a local podcast caller inner is not in the right parking lot.
It might be. If you're at the Chevy's in Novato, I'd appreciate a Chevy. Is that Chevy still there? That's why Paul called, because the producer and I were, there's a Chevy's in Novato that we would go to, and I was wondering the other day, I was like, is that Chevy still there? Is that it still a, is, are there any Chevys left? And whatever. So I like a report. Let me know if that Novato Chevy's is still there. All right. Thanks,
fresh
everyone.
Tortillas.
Fresh. Oh, yeah. You can watch them make the fresh tortillas. Like, look at that. This is fresh. It's like a taqueria in here.
You're fresh.
Well, appreciate the listen. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. Perfect Pour Pod on all social medias and the website as well. And that's great. We're going to go have some fun at Lollapalooza, Radar Palooza. And just be safe, though.
Mm-hmm.
But have fun.
Mm.
Have fun.
Don't forget to check your dates.
What?